Darker Projects, in association with Infected Books, presents David Moody's vision of apocalyptic horror, Autumn. Audio production written and directed by Paul Mannering. Post-production by Matt McLaren. Original music by Devin Anderson, based on the book Autumn by David Moody. Autumn, Part 3.
Despite the fact that each one of the survivors had reached new levels of emotional and mental exhaustion, not one of them could even contemplate trying to sleep. This lack of sleep meant that the group of desperate and frightened people were becoming even more desperate and frightened with each passing minute. The hall was lit by only a few dim gas lamps and the odd torch, and this lack of light seemed to compound the disorientation and fear felt by all of them. By midnight, the tensions and frustrations felt by even the most placid members of the group had risen to dangerously high levels. Jenny Hall, who had held her three-month-old baby boy in her arms as he died on Tuesday morning, had dared to complain about the food she'd been given earlier in the evening. Although she'd meant nothing by her innocent comments, the cook, the usually quiet and reserved Stuart Jeffries, had taken it personally.
You stupid damn bitch! What gives you the right to criticize?
I didn't mean to. I was only trying to...
Shut your mouth! Just shut your damn mouth!
Leave her alone, Stuart. Now what the hell is going on?
Bastard!
Not good enough for her, are we?
What?
That little bitch thinks she's something special. She thinks she's a cut above the rest of us!
You're not making any sense, Stuart. What the hell are you talking about?
What's all that about? Come on, Jenny. It's all right.
All right? How can you say it's all right? After everything that's happened, how can you say it's all right?
Kate, did you see what happened?
Not really. They were just talking. I only realized something was wrong when Stuart started shouting. He was fine one minute, you know, just talking normally. Then he just exploded at her.
Why?
Apparently she told him she didn't like the soup.
What?
She didn't like the soup he'd made. I'm sure that's all it was.
Bloody hell.
Who's that?
It's Emma. Emma Mitchell.
You okay?
Fine. Mind if I come in?
Not at all. Everything, calmed down out there.
It's all quiet. I just had to get away. Know what I mean?
Why do you think we're hiding in here?
Sorry. Have I, interrupted something? Do you want me to go so you can...
Stay here as long as you like.
Think everyone's asleep out there. If they're not asleep, they're quiet. I guess they're all thinking about what happened today. I've just sat and listened to Jenny talking about... What's the matter? Is something wrong?
Bloody hell, have you been out there with her for all this time?
Yes, why?
Just don't know why you bother, that's all.
Someone's got to do it, haven't they? Can I have some of your water?
So why does it have to be you? Christ, who's going to sit up with you when...
Like I said, someone's got to do it. If we all shut ourselves away in dark little rooms when things aren't going well, then we won't have much of a future here, will we?
So you think we've got a future out here, then?
Of course we've got a future.
Have we? There are dead bodies wandering the streets, and we've got people in there threatening to kill each other because they don't like soup. Doesn't bode well, does it?
So, what do you think? You seem to have an opinion on everything. Do you think we should just curl up in the corner and give up?
I think we've got a damn good chance, but not necessarily here.
Where then?
Think about it. What have we actually got here? We've got a shelter of sorts, we've got some supplies, and we've got access to what's left of the city. We've also got access to millions of bodies, some of them mobile, which are all going to rot. Agree? And I suppose there's also the flip side of the coin. As good as this shelter might be, it's fast becoming a prison. We've got no idea what's around us. We haven't even looked into the buildings on the other side of the street.
But it's going to be the same wherever we go, isn't it?
Possibly. Carl and I were talking earlier about trying to get out of the city. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense.
Why?
Because the population's concentrated in the cities, isn't it? Stands to reason there'll be fewer bodies out in the sticks. And fewer bodies should mean fewer problems.
Hopefully.
So, what's stopping you from going?
Nothing.
So, are you leaving?
Seems like the best option.
What if no one else will go with you?
I'll go on my own.
When?
The more I think about it, the more I want to do it. I'd go tomorrow if I was ready. Why? You interested?
Could be.
I'm not asking anyone to leave, but I'm going. We're going.
Don't. Please don't. Just wait a couple of days longer.
Why? What's that going to achieve? We're going round in bloody circles here. Lots of talk and no action.
He's right. Come with us, Kate.
Being bloody stupid, the three of you. You don't know what you're going to find out there. You don't know...
You're right. We don't know what we're going to find. We might be making a mistake, but on the other hand, we might not. We've got the run of the whole bloody country. Logic says we'll find somewhere safer than this place.
What's logic got to do with anything anymore?
Look at you lot, cowering like bloody sheep. The car park is empty, see? No one there. Come on, Carl, let's get this done. Emma, get your stuff together. We'll be back in a couple of hours.
I'll be ready.
Clothing, you know.
Jesus. Just look at them all. They're everywhere.
You okay?
Fine.
Sure?
Yeah. Let's just get that van loaded and get the hell out of here.
Fine, you okay?
We got as much as we could. This van was the biggest thing we could find.
Nothing happened. There were plenty of bodies walking about, but nothing happened.
Didn't see as many as I thought we would.
That's because they're starting to spread out.
Spread out?
It's like blotting paper, isn't it? When this started, there was a high concentration of people in the city. Now they're moving in random directions. Stands to reason, they're going to spread out.
So, what you're saying is that over time there could be equal numbers of bodies all across the country?
Suppose so. Why?
Well, if that's the case, why are we bothering to run?
We're not running. We're giving ourselves a chance. And whatever happens, there's more dead flesh lying in the gutter here than there will be out in the country. You sound like you're having second thoughts.
Not at all. I've just been having a hard time here, that's all.
What's all this about? You'd think I'm one of the walking dead, the way they're looking at us.
It's been like this since you went. Stuart and his crows have been stirring things up a little.
Bloody idiots. It's because they know we're right. We're right and they're too scared to admit it. We should tell them.
We'll tell them nothing. Let's just go.
Are you sure? Don't you think we should...
You sound like you're having doubts. You can stay here if you want to.
No!
Oh, bollocks to it. You're right. Let's just get out of here.
We're leaving. If any of you want to...
Piss off! Just get in your damn van and piss off right now! You're putting us at risk! Every second you stay here is a second too long!
Come on.
Thank you.
As Michael, Carl, and Emma drove through the ruined world, the view through the van windows was continually nightmarish and grotesque. The wreckage of a light aircraft crashed into a field, the bloody remains of its passengers scattered amongst the wreckage. Further along the road, they passed a coach that had crashed into the side of a building. The bodies of dead children thrashed around incessantly inside the coach, still strapped into their seats. Burnt-out vehicles with the charred corpses of their drivers splayed across crumpled bonnets. A double-decker bus had fallen onto its side. A body lay with its legs trapped under the mass of twisted metal. The body's head and arms moved constantly, oblivious to the fact that everything below its torso had been crushed. Everywhere they looked, hordes of shuffling bodies moved through the devastated remains of the world.
Any idea where we're going yet?
No.
I keep trying to look at the map, but I can't think straight. I get so far, then I see something outside.
Well, we've got to make some decisions soon, haven't we? We need some kind of plan.
Oh, we got one. Keep driving till we find somewhere safe, then stop.
What does safe mean? Is anywhere safe?
Shouldn't we have had this conversation before we left?
You could argue we'd be safe anywhere. There's only the bodies to watch out for and they don't react to us.
But they're starting to rot.
I know they are.
So, what are we going to do?
There's not a lot we can do. We can't see the germs, so we'll just have to take our chances.
So we might as well stop anywhere?
Yes.
So, why haven't we?
Because...
But we're too bloody scared to. That's why. Because nowhere's safe, is it? Truth is, I'm too bloody frightened to get out of this van. So are you two.
All right.
What?
I said, are you all right?
I'm fine. What time is it?
Just after 4. Is Michael asleep?
I don't know.
Mm. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Either of you too hungry?
Oof, bloody starving.
We just passed a sign. There's a cafe up ahead. Let's stop for a bit. Desperate for a piss.
Be careful, Michael.
Don't worry.
Problem?
Careful. I really don't like this.
There's a dead girl on the floor. Hang on, I'm gonna move her. Yeah.
What's the matter?
In there. There's something in there.
Do you think it's...
dead?
She might be a survivor. Can you hear me? Is there anything we can do for you?
No, nothing we can do for her.
Come on. I don't like standing out in the open like this. Found some food. Most of the stuff in there has gone bad. Managed to find some crisps and biscuits. And a couple of cans of drink. Where the hell's she going?
I'm not eating in there. You can if you want to. I just can't. Not with them sitting there. And the smell...
You okay, mate?
Either of you two want a can of Coke?
You look tired. Maybe we should stay here tonight. I know it's not ideal, but...
Sarah, Gemma and me stopped at a place like this on holiday last month. Either of you two got kids? I had a daughter. The most beautiful little girl you've ever seen. She had...
Hurts, doesn't it? My sister had 2 boys. Great lads. I saw them a couple of weeks ago, and now...
Gosh, they do something to you kids. When we found out that we were expecting Gemma, we were gutted. I mean, absolutely devastated. Sarah didn't talk to me for days, and...
And what?
And then she was born, and everything changed. I tell you, Matt, you can't understand what it's like until you've been there yourself. I watched that little girl being born, and that was it. You never really know what life's all about until you've been there. And now she's gone. I can't bloody believe it. I feel so damn empty. And all I want to do is go back home and see her. I know she's gone, but I want to see her again and just... Shh. I'm bleeding starving, I am.
Have we done the right thing here?
Of course we have. Why, are you having doubts?
It's just we're sat out here in the middle of nowhere. We don't seem to be making much progress. That's all. It's going to start getting dark soon.
Look, if push comes to shove, we can sleep in the van. It won't be a problem. And I won't be very comfortable, but...
I'm not worried. I just think we should be on our way soon. The sooner we find somewhere to stop, the sooner we can get ourselves settled and sorted out and...
I know. We'll make a move in a little while.
You okay?
Irritating sod at times, isn't he? Makes all these plans, gets fired up, and then...
Hey! Come and see this!
What's the matter?
Over there! Just look at that! It's bloody perfect!
What is?
Can't you see it?
See what?
Over the other side of this valley. See that clearing over there?
I see it.
Now look slightly to the right.
This is a house.
Exactly! It's perfect!
So you found a house in the woods. Is that all? Christ, we must have passed 1,000 houses today already. What's so special about that one?
Well, you two had trouble seeing it, didn't you?
So?
So what does that tell you? What does the location of a house like that tell you?
No idea.
Oh, bloody hell, come on, will you? It's isolated, isn't it? It's not easy to find. It's going to be right off the beaten track.
It's not about hiding anymore, is it? It's the isolation. Whoever lived in that house must have been pretty self-sufficient.
Exactly. Imagine this place in the winter. A couple of inches of snow and you're stuck. And these people were farmers. They couldn't afford to be without heat and light, could they? My guess is that whoever lived in that house would have been ready for anything.
It's going to be hard enough for us to get there. The poor sods wandering the streets won't have a chance.
It's perfect. This is bloody stupid. There must be something around here somewhere.
Don't worry, we'll get there.
Get where? Bloody hell, all I can see are trees. I don't have the clue where we are. We're probably going in the wrong bloody direction.
Got it.
Got what?
Found where we are on the map.
Well done. Now find us the bloody house.
I'm trying. It's not easy. I can't find any landmarks to check against.
So can you see any buildings around here?
Hold on.
Anything?
I don't think so. Look, could you slow down or stop for a minute? I'm having trouble.
If you can't find any buildings on this road, then tell me how to get to a road with something on it.
There's nothing much around here.
Oh, damn it, there must be something.
Take it easy,
we'll get
there. Will we? If I got this right, then we should reach another bend in the road soon.
There's nothing but bends in this bloody road.
Just after the bend, there's a junction. Take a right there and we'll be on the main road in a couple of miles.
We don't want a main road, we want buildings that are out in the middle of nowhere.
And that's what I'm trying to find! Bloody hell! Do you want to swap places? Because all you've done for the last hour is...
Okay, here's the junction. Did you say left or right?
Right.
Are you positive about this?
Of course I'm positive. Just bloody well turn right. What the hell did you do that for? Christ, you ask me which way to go, then you go in the opposite bloody direction. Why bother asking? I might as well throw the map out the window.
I'll throw you through the blasted window in a moment.
You're driving us down a bloody dirt track!
There. I can see a clearing. I'll try and turn round there.
Wait! Look down there!
What?
I can see it. There's a house!
What do you think, Michael?
ideal. What do you two think?
It'll do. It'll do for tonight.
Hello? Hello, is anyone there? Anyone there?
Well?
Looks okay.
Looks like he died reading his post. According to the envelope, this must be Mr. Jones. Mr. Arthur Jones, Penn Farm. Nice place you had here, Mr. Jones.
No sign of Mrs. Jones?
Couldn't find anyone else, and he looks too old for there to be any little Joneses here. It's good to be sitting still. So will this do? Think we should stop here?
There's plenty of room, and there's a stream outside for water.
It's not easy to get to. Christ, it took us long enough to find it.
And it's a farm. There's bound to be more to this place than just this house.
You reckon?
Like what?
Dunno. Let's have a look, shall we?
Autumn featured the voice talents of David Ault as Michael Collins, Rebecca McCarthy as Emma Mitchell, Mark Kalita as Carl Henshaw, Shane Harris as the narrator, Ellie Hirschman as Philip Evans, Clem Angus as Stuart Jeffries, Steve Anderson as Garner, Colin Snow as Ralph, Fiona Khan as the teacher, Zach Fester as the boy, Miles Reed as Jack Bynum, Joan Hovey as Sandra, and Laura Post as Jenny and Kate. Autumn was presented by Darker Projects Productions at www.darkerprojects.com in association with David Moody and Infected Books, www.infectedbooks.co.uk.